This audio recording is a ministry of the Church of the Incarnation, a parish of the Personal Ordinariate of the Chair of St. Peter in the Catholic Church. We thank you for listening, and we invite you to visit us either in person in Orlando, Florida, or on the web at www.ordinariate.org. The following sermon was preached on Monday, August 15th, 2022. The Solemnity of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary by Father Jason McCrimmon.
And a great sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun with the moon under her feet. Dear Lord, keep the doors of my lips on sin against thee in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. As we celebrate the Assumption of Blessed Virgin Mary, our Holy Mother, we realize pondering the great mystery of her life would take more than obviously this homily and do it justice. We could speak here today about her sacrifice of soul for humanity, her trials, and even her bravery. And each attribute could fill volumes and serve as an example for each of us in our lives. Who of us have demonstrated that sort of bravery to repeat her yes at such a young age? Who here could watch and support their own son die the way he did on Calvary for the sake of somebody else who hated him, who wouldn't have given up on the back of that donkey on their way to Egypt when everybody in the world was trying to harm you and your child? There is no person in human history save our Lord Jesus Christ that serves as a greater example not only for women, but for all of mankind. What this day truly shows us is that even in the end of her earthly life, she still serves as our example, that she remains someone to revere. And we should. And this day, one of three we dedicate to Mary, serves to remind us of who we are and what we will become, had we run the race well. Now, I remember when I was a child and I didn't like going to movies that much, and I still feel that way today. I find them overpriced. Quite honestly, I'd rather just sit in my home without all the noise and the sticky floors. When I was a child, one thing I did love, and I can still remember it to this day, are those movie previews. I couldn't wait to see the next movie whenever it would come out, and there were some that would consume my mind for years because I was excited about them. I will spare you the boring details of which movies those were. You can ask me afterwards. But in the old days, you actually had to go to the movies. You could not steal it from the internet. And what is sadly ironic is that this reading and this day that we celebrate and we thank God for doesn't at least elicit that sort of excitement in Catholics, in the children of God. I can remember going 3 years of being very excited about one particular movie that I'm going to share with you all on the steps. But in this reading, we have a vision of the glorious resurrection that will await us all if we run this race well. And yet people pass it over. People are not as excited. People are missing the details. Look first at these words, clothed with the sun. Mary, the mother of God, in the glorious assumption, was clothed with the radiance and the fades and the majesty of God for all of eternity. Her sacrifice here on earth, her faith that could move mountains, grants her this gracious gift. And like that, we are told that we will be clothed in great white robes, clothed with the glorious shining light of our Lord Jesus Christ. We will wave those palms, we will sing glory and majesty to him who was slain, and worship the Lion of Judah for all eternity. Do you actually believe that as Catholics? Or is this day just, hey, I'm going to earn some extra points with Father Doc by showing up on a day that's not obligated for this year? Do you really believe that one day you'll be washed from your sin, that you will enjoy a resurrected body bathed in the majesty of Almighty God who makes it possible to need no sun, and you will do it for all eternity? If you do, then you should be just as excited, at least, if not very much more so, as I was as a child. You should look to this day and realize that I need to run this race well. But as we look ahead, what does Scripture also show us? The Scripture tells us that the moon was under her feet and the dragon wanted to consume her child. Eventually, she went into the desert. This is typical of the imagery often used in Revelation to speak to a greater truth. First, the moon in ancient Rome, cults and religions often signified themselves with the moon. and has continued even throughout Islam, an image you see in the Lady of Guadalupe. What God is showing us is that this victory that is enjoyed over these powers of Satan in the world, this ultimate victory that is enjoyed, is reserved for those who follow him. The victory given to Mary, the mother of God, will one day be given to each of us, meaning no earthly power can ever separate you at that point from the love of Jesus Christ. No earthly religion will enjoy victory over him, it will be sure. And the first fruits of Christ's death is his mother, and she points the way to our eventual reward. But second, the devil and the desert. It is true that the devil wants to stop her. It is also true that he wants to stop each of you. There could be no debate that he would enjoy nothing else more than you spending eternity in hell with him. Your failure means his gain. But despite his best efforts, we can rest. This desert we endure is but temporary. And as Scripture said, is part of the plan of God. Never allow yourselves to be convinced that your trials, your sufferings in this world have any other purpose than your eventual glorification. God has prepared this time since before the foundation of the earth. He has designed these crosses to purge you of that sin, to conform you into his image so that you may rest with her in the glory of Almighty God. He understands and his mother understands exactly what you are going through. The Scripture tells us the mother prays for your trial to end. She intercedes and encourages you to hold fast. She knows that her son moved heaven and earth to save her, and her desire is that he save you as well. This time is but temporary rest, rest in the fact that God himself prepared it for those who love him. The psalmist tells us that the queen stands at the right hand, at his right hand, arrayed in gold. The people will enter the palace of the king. Brothers and sisters, we are invited to this palace. It is indeed our heavenly home. We have the free will choice to go there, but the narrow way. His mother desires to be called your mother. She desires to see you arrayed in white as pure as wool. She endured her trials and was given that reward, and she did so beckoning you each, beckoning you to come to her dear son to receive your reward. This day we get a small preview of what our lives will be if we run that race well. And our mother shows us that God values each of our lives to be made whole again, to reside with him body and soul for all eternity, just as his mother does. He does not desire the death of anyone, but instead only your glory. Because in your glory, God is glorified. If you have not begun to speak to Mary as your mother, if you have not begun to ask her for your intercession, I urge you to begin today. The love she has for the Son is overflowing, and she wishes to shower it upon you as well. Go this day remembering our mother, remembering her time in the desert. Most especially go and praise our blessed Savior for the glory that awaits us all if we but strive like his mother did.